Are you ready to discover who you came here to be? Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. Human Design is a system and a tool that is here to empower you and show you your greatest potential. Come learn with us and discover who you really are. Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. And this is the podcast you've been waiting for. Okay, I'm just going to do it literally every time. I know there is music, guys, and maybe you don't want to hear that. But that's what we're doing.
But it's now a routine.
It's a routine. Mm-hmm. So until the cycle changes or the pattern, which we'll be speaking about patterns today during this episode, this is where we are. So if you're on YouTube, you might notice we're together.
Hello.
Now, we're going to go to that why we are together in a moment. But I'll tell you, this is the first time we've actually ever met. I know that sounds crazy, shocking, crazy. Right? But anyways, let's do introductions and then we'll dive into that. So, hi, I'm Crystal. I'm a 1-3 sacral generator, rising Capricorn, Sagittarius sun, and an Aries moon.
And I'm Leah. I am a 2-4 splenic projector, an Aquarius sun, Taurus moon, and Libra rising.
And right now, you guys are watching or listening to. Sorry, I thought my son was there. He might pop in just so everybody knows. We're listening to the program recap. Now, when you see these titles, we are talking about the transits for 2 weeks. These are bi-weekly episodes where we give you the energy of the week through human design, astrology, and tarot, and how to really take advantage of these cycles. I believe, now not everybody does, and that's fine, okay? But I believe that there's cosmic openings, mm-hmm. and that if you understand the patterns of the planetary activations, if your design aligns with the cosmic opening, or you choose, because we have free will, we can jump on that little frequency and ride the wave.
Yeah.
You kind of do, there's a lot of moving parts. Like what we talk on here is beyond surface. It doesn't go deep at all. The place where we do dive a bit deeper is actually the program breakdown. Now it's almost like an accompaniment. I don't know why I choose hard words to say, but it accompanies, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
The program recap, like it's great to put this on and then you get the program breakdown, which is in a PDF form, okay, through email, that it's a visual and written. Or typed, because it's not technically written.
Yeah, you're reading it.
I'm sorry, you're reading it. It's read worthy. This is listen or view worthy, whatever you choose. And sometimes I think the best ways to learn is to listen and watch at the same time. Yeah. Not just us. I mean, you can if you want, but like read along with the program breakdown where we actually give you the gates. We give you more planetary activations that are going to almost like together with the audio or the video of this and that, it'll give you the full picture. Okay. I really hope you're not hearing my little generator right now. And if you are, apologies, there's nothing I can do. He's straight up in the other room. I need to, you know, my eyes and ears need to be open. So yours too, I guess, is what's happening. So these program recaps and the program breakdown, let me tell you, you can get the breakdown. The breakdown is going to be emailed to you every Tuesday that this episode drops, not Monday. I know, sounds weird, right? But we are undefined roots and we do not operate on time. And Monday is just like, what is Monday? You know, I don't want to start my week.
Yeah.
So Tuesday is more when we're ready. So it's almost like what I would do if I were you. I would listen to the program recap Monday when it drops, just to get an overview. And then when the breakdown enters my inbox through email, I listen to once again while reading along. And that's when it clicks.
Yeah.
Up to you. I know that's a lot of steps. I'm a generator, so do what you want with that information. If you want to do either or I would say none, but it can't be none if you're watching or listening to this right now.
Right.
If you prefer this, no problem. But I'll tell you, we're not giving you the depth on here the way we do in the program breakdown. So all you have to do is go down to the show notes description down below and subscribe to our email, and you'll get it on Tuesday or the next Tuesday if you're listening to this after. So yeah, so these programs, whichever one you choose to take from us, they really help you make the most out of your week. How to make your week successful. That's what these recaps and the breakdown's about, because we are going to talk about almost like the energetic frequencies that we can align to. Okay. In short. So anywho, I know we just went through a lot. Now, if you're new here, welcome. If you're catching us on this weird episode where we're together for the first time, I don't honestly know how to act. I feel like you're still
in the video, but I don't know if I should look at the screen or look at you.
You're really penetrating my aura right now with how close you're sitting to me. I'm getting distracted.
I don't want to be like too far away from the microphone.
I know, but you're like on too tight. I need you to get away a little bit, but you can't, because then you're not going to be in shot. Like, yeah. I need you to go towards the corner.
We probably could have zoomed from opposite sides of the house, but like been in the same room.
We could have. That would have been fun or funny, but I felt like we should be on the same screen. Sorry. This is what happens when we're together for the first time. I know we're going to get there in a moment. I want to let everybody know that if you're new here, welcome. These are great episodes to really understand not only who you are, not only the other, but very specifically what's going on in the collective. Now, the Human Design and Astral Club, we don't just do these recaps. We also do educational episodes, which you can go to our website. We have a very easy way to get to all these free content, or beginner steps, if you will. Go to our website, humandesignastro.com. Okay. And you can find that in the show notes down below as well. And go to our beginner's path. And on there, we have a lot of educational episodes, or you can scroll through our YouTube. We should probably make a playlist or something. Maybe we'll do that. Scroll through our YouTube, or go on the podcast, wherever podcasts are streamed. And you can just scroll through and you'll see the educational episodes that are not, you'll see either program or program recap. All the other episodes are either educational, or we also do interviews. People that we see that are aligning to their design, really living out their design, we like to interview them and talk about human design and how it shows up in real life. It helps make education more fun, you know, learning, and like people that might have similar designs as you, or a loved one, or just you love your human design nerd like us, then maybe you'd be interested. So you can just scroll through the podcast. We've been doing this for the last 2 years, and you'll be able to see what we got going on. We also do classes, courses. We have a lot of free classes that you can take, or little crash courses. We have a crash course on the planets. All that you can find on our website. Sorry, I didn't mean to touch you. all of that you can find on our website. And what else? There's one more thing. I always like to help people get like a visual, you know, of what the Human Design and Astral Club is. And for me, I think of an actual clubhouse, because it's like we are welcoming every single freak, unique individual, weirdo. You guys are the cosmic weirdos, right? We welcome you into the club. Okay, it's an open door. Oh, we have an open door policy. Unless you're a jerk, then jerks are not welcome. I'm just going to say, like, not, I mean, you got to be kind and courteous. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you got to have morals, a little, some sort of values. Yep. If that's not you, then you're not for us. Okay, I'm just going to be straight up and real. There's no need to hide. I have an open throat.
No.
So I like to visualize like all the neglected kids in a neighborhood. Okay. Back in the day when you can play in the street. Okay. We're going backwards, but also forwards. Mm-hmm. Okay. And close your eyes and visualize that little rickety clubhouse that's in the trees. Like, is it held up by love, maybe, or Band-Aid? I don't know. Duct tape. But at the core is love. And that's what we're here to do. Help bring you back to love, love of self, so you can begin to live the life of your dreams. That's what the foundation of everything we do that we put out is based on. So If you're new here, welcome. Now, if you've been here with us for a while, this is a treat because we're together. This is weird.
It is
Anyways, weird. I'm going to stop talking for a moment. You say something.
Well, it's like we've done what, over 150, almost 150 episodes.
Something
and
like that.
all like we met each other online. We've had this whole business has been online. And then we were like, we got to get together. I kept delaying, I guess would be. So finally I was able to get some time, able to get help at home and book the tickets. And here we are.
Yeah. But you're here for like a freaking day.
It's like a blank.
It's like literally, I told her earlier, I was like, I don't know how much more energy I have. We've got a lot of stuff going on with the business. Some stuff you guys will be able to see soon. Lots of changes and shifts and add-ons and advances, and I'm even starting a couple new series on our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So, and Leah will be behind the scenes making things expansive and fun, being her little market and selecting all the things. And so we have a lot of things going on behind the scenes right now. Yeah. Clearly, and a lot of things in the works for you guys. So this is definitely an exciting time to stick around. I know right now with the state of the world, we all need to find our hearts again, which actually a couple programs starting during these 2 weeks that are going to be asking us to find our heart again. So in like a new direction, which as we know, like we just all have gone through the eclipse. Technically we haven't, we're in the past.
Right.
So I'm a little nervous. I mean, with the state of the world, this is all eclipse energy and all progressive energy that we're moving towards to 2027. We're not here to give an educational episode on 2027, but you know, I'm always trying to put in 2027. Like how many times can I talk about that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just be prepared. That's where we're here.
Yeah, we're here to prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We prepare you for the good, the bad, and sometimes the ugly, which I remember actually, I'm like, shit, I don't know if I want to listen to that episode, but the week that, you know, one of the biggest travesties that happened recently, we all know that Saturday, that I said that something unexpected was coming.
Yeah.
And collectively, and I didn't want to think that it would be this brutal, I guess, but it also is here to bring us back to our hearts. And sometimes you got to break your heart to put it back together.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the world is kind of doing right now. And it looks kind of ugly. Mm-hmm. We also want to let you know that we're here to support you. Like if you need any sort of support, like do not hesitate to reach out. We're not just two basic bees on the internet. I mean, we are.
But our inbox is open. Our hearts are with you, everybody. So it's more than just two voices on a podcast. We're definitely here as humans and needing to support each other and everybody else.
100%.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room. We are together. Okay. Now, like I said, we have a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we're working on to really expand the Human Design and Astral Club. So we're so excited that you're here. This is like, we're moving on up, which I think we all are collectively too, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity to take advantage. And so this is us taking advantage, right? It's like, how could you not it's here. We're also North Node Taurus, South Node Scorpios. That's our nodal access. And we are in the last hurrah of like passing the baton over. I know that we're technically, right? We're in the next nodal access now, the Aries Libra access, or I like to call the relationship access, which we're seeing like relationships just like blow the F up.
Yeah.
You know, but this is a time to move towards, honestly, material success. Taurus is all about the material world, all about a better life, better living. You know, the senses really divulging into a more luxurious life, in the high end. And I'm taking it. You know, I'm sitting here in my nice buttery soft leggings. And with, to be honest, a little guilt that like life feels happy. I mean, we were just talking about that earlier. I'm like, it's like it's weird for you to get a little taste of my life.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I would say it's like a happy little bubble here. Like I said this to you earlier. It was like, when you get here, it's like just fun. It's a fun place to be. Like even the driving around, like being out on the roads and stuff, even though it's a different place, like I've never been down here before. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to see everything. So it definitely is like this little, I don't know, just feels good.
Yeah, it's very relaxing. Mm-hmm. Everybody that drives around here is taking a Sunday stroll.
Mm-hmm.
Do not get in a rush to go anywhere. No. Because the roads are also dangerous as well.
Very curvy. And there's a lot of curves and words, and you just kind of take your time.
I like to say North Carolina's catchphrase is live dangerously. I didn't realize, to be honest, how dangerously I would be living until I drove. If you've ever been to the Asheville area, up here in the mountains, okay? Yeah. The roads are weird. I'm from flat terrain, okay? Like South Florida, and everything's big and wide and hot. And here you get seasons. And you also get weird roads. But it is like, there's like a vortex here. Mm-hmm. People say that we're like on top of crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels, I don't know, people are just so nice here.
Yeah.
And I just had my neighbor text me, checking in on me. I feel like a lot of people I've been asked telling me they're thinking about me. And I really appreciate that, by the way, I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a Spiritual Fusions Expo in Tennessee. Drove out there this last weekend, and that was fantastic. I wasn't sure how that was going to go, because with the state of the world, I'm like, I don't know how people are going to be, but I don't know. There's just something about this area. I'm not saying everybody's great, because you still encounter people that are like, you need to work on some stuff, yeah. But, but it's overall,
the energy is definitely good.
Like you don't, like what you see happening online or, you know, other parts of the world or even this country,
mm-hmm.
it's like, it's not happening here.
Yeah.
But I have awareness of the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're doing this. But I know she's only been here for a day, and then she's leaving literally tomorrow morning. She'll only be here for one full day. She showed up afternoon yesterday, late afternoon. And then she's leaving at like 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So I need to just wake up and take her to the airport.
Yep.
Yeah.
So fast.
I feel like,
next time is going to be longer. Yeah. We'll do more things.
It's a little short. But we got pretty much everything that needed to get done, And then things will move on over.
Yep.
But is there anything else you want to say about that? I mean, just follow. I feel like this is a time to be following our journey.
Yeah.
Things are changing now.
Yeah.
But what is there anything you want to?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. We're going to do some updates to the websites, and some updates will be coming, but you know, just follow us over on our social medias, all of them.
I'm Journey Through HD.
The Splenic Projector.
And we're Human Design Astral Club collectively. That's our collective Instagram. And make sure that if you're on YouTube, you hit that subscribe button and give us a big thumbs up. Help us reach more cosmic weirdos like you guys. Mm-hmm. We're just like, we're so happy you guys are here. And we have a Halloween before we dive in and we do our highs and lows. That's where we're moving towards next. I was just going to say something, then I lost it.
Oh, the Halloween episode.
Oh yeah. That's where I was going. Okay. Sorry. Sorry. See, we can sit next to each other and the other person feeds it to the other person. Us. But anyways, we have the Halloween episode coming. Maybe you guys have heard that we have asked you guys. We decided to choose somebody that shared a serial killer that I knew very little about.
Yeah.
But I was like, that one, because I don't know a lot about them, but I've heard about them. Yeah. I was like, yeah, we should figure that out. And also, I have a fun post about murders in relation to the human design types that I think you guys will find interesting. Mm-hmm. So make sure you are checking out our Instagrams. We'll make a collective one, but make sure you're following me so that you can see it, because I think you guys are going to really enjoy this one, because I see a pattern, okay, in all the types, especially the manifesting generators, because you guys are ready to kill a bee, okay? I've never seen so much consistency of serial killers through types. So manifesting generators, I'm getting a little nervous. Okay. I need you guys to stay in your lane. But you don't really have a lane. So, cause your lane is every lane.
You're on like the highway, but it's like, you keep changing lanes. And like,
yeah. You're that person that's bobbing and weaving out.
Yeah.
Oh, that used to happen on 95 a lot when I used to drive on 90. You guys have 95?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It goes all the way up, right? The way up. Yeah.
You were at the bottom and I was at the top. Or you were at the top and I was at the bottom. I don't know. Whatever way you want to look at it.
That was very 43-23. But speaking of that, that program's also coming in these 2 weeks as well.
Everyone's going to be weird. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I need that.
I always like when that comes in, hopefully it'll be a good time. I haven't been disappointed yet, but with the state of the world, I don't know what to say to you guys in some regards. And I'm not here to scare you. But anyways, before we dive into the program recap, we're about to get into it. There's lots and not lots of shifts and changes. We do have a planet going direct, so stay tuned for that. But let's move on to the next segment, which is our highs and lows. We call True View High, Transferred View Low. Okay. Kind of like the highs and lows. People pick the highest time of their week, or us for 2 weeks, or the lowest time, or like the rose and thorn, however you want to look at it. But we like to use our human design view to kind of help us visualize and see like what was like the most expanded part of these 2 weeks in between, and what was just not so expanded. Mm-hmm. And so where we transferred, where we didn't see clearly, mm-hmm. right? That's what transference is. It's the lens in which we wear. So my true view is power. My transferred view is personal. And I'm a little bitter bitch. Okay. So anyways, who wants to go first?
Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Oh my gosh. So I would say my transferred survival happened today. We had some bad news up in Maine. There was a mass trigger warning to anybody who's going to listen to this. There was a mass shooting up in Maine. So the whole state is pretty much looking for him on lockdown. So I'm down here. I get a phone call from the school, and one of my daughters was just having a tough day. You know, kids say stuff and they just start to scare each other, and they were all nervous. So with understanding, so kind of not being home to be able to like be there for her, but knowing that she is safe and knowing that she's comforted by her school, they were amazing. That kind of set me for a little bit of a spin, but, being on a high of being here and wanting is being here.
Yeah.
I would say that's like the highlight of the month, probably even a lot longer, to be able to be here and like be in person. Cause I was like, oh my God, you're real. Oh, you're like, oh,
people touching me. It's okay. You can touch me. Most people can't.
I get to make you nervous.
Yeah. Just a little, it's fine. All projectors make me a little nervous because you guys are like, I say that you like to try on other people's meat suits. It's just the truth. And I always tell projectors, I know when there's a projector in the room, because I'm like, so who's inside of me right now? Ooh. That's scary. But yeah, I would say that's also my power view high, my true view high of power, of like, now I really see, almost like with you being here, like the moving parts, how things need to shift, change, and like where we, like we were, I feel like we needed to kind of come together to like create this next step.
Yeah.
Because we've never met before.
It's crazy.
Every time we tell people that, they're shocked.
They're like, what?
Especially because it's been like 3 years since we've met.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have an episode on that. I don't know the number, but if Leah can find it, she'll drop it in the show notes if you want to check that episode out. It was on Leah's old podcast. So just disregard a lot of what she says.
Yes, because a lot of it was actually incorrect.
And some of the things, yeah, that you said. I'm but like,
that was our first time we got to chat, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's obviously evolved since then. But if you want to see where we started, it was over there for a hot minute. And then we went on Clubhouse and then we moved to the podcast. And here we are. And now we're going to expand our YouTube channel. So I would highly recommend people subscribing to our YouTube channel because we got a lot of fun stuff cooking in my kitchen. Okay. And then Leah's going to select it and her markets and share it with all of you beautiful people. So what is my transferred personal view? This one's, there's, I guess what, honestly, what's going on with the state of the world. That would probably be, and it might be my transferred personal view for some time because I'm, I, as a lot of you may know, I am Jewish. And again, I say this with utmost compassion for the world and what's actually going on, that I hold so much space and love in my heart for all of the people that are in Palestine that are being impacted by this. There's no good way to look at it. Not that there's any good way to look at any sort of war or like brutal, you know, I don't want to dampen the mood here. Because this is a really a joyous time, but I, that would probably be my transfer personal view because I tell people, I'm just going to say it here, and I don't want to get into a whole thing with this right now, but I tell people that honestly, being Jewish is more, and I think people know this, more than just a religion. It's culture, and it's also like part of our DNA. It's literally in my DNA. So it runs very, very deep. And I know that people that are not Jewish can't quite understand. And I totally, honestly respect that. And I don't expect people to know everything, but we do need to find some love. We need to understand that even if we don't know or not, maybe sometimes take a seat. I think a lot of people are speaking out that need to take a seat. And I think that's my power view when I say that, not my personal view. And I recognize how much I am taking a lot of this to heart. And it's like, also, how can you not? So I think that's probably my transferred personal view is the state of the world right now. So yeah, but I'm not going to stay stuck there. That's the whole thing. Our transferred view can keep us in a small box in our mind. And I know there's a way out. And to be honest, the way out is through love. And we are going to move towards love in the next 2 weeks.
Hi there. We wanted to share with you more ways to connect with us and our free and paid resources and offers that will help you elevate your life and begin to tap into your fullest potential to live out your dreams. First up, we have created a free tips and tricks to understanding your strategy and authority and a free crash course on the transits that you can find in our beginner's path on our website in the show notes down below. And if you're ready to get a deeper understanding of the human design language and how to apply this to your very own chart, check out our user manual to your true self. And if you've been studying human design for a while and ready to lift up the hood of your vehicle and take a peek inside to better understand your process, we have created a mini variables class on the four radical transformations. Now, we do not have view or motivation available to purchase, but we have recently developed a kick-ass variable intensive called the Color Code Variable Intensive. That is a 5-week journey through the radical four transformations. And because our last round went so well that I can't even put into words, I can't even describe, but we are doing it again this fall. So please make sure you are subscribed to our email list because early bird enrollment is about to be made available. And lastly, if you are interested in one-on-ones with me, Crystal, then check out my readings on our website down below to snag one of my reading spots or email us the word waitlist to be added to the next available openings as I get booked up very quickly. and everything else that you might be interested in, you can find on our website, humandesignastro.com. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel for some prime education. Now let's go listen to the rest of this captivating episode.
So let's, on that note, let's dive in. So let me pull up my notes here, guys. I'm getting a little close. All right. It's a weird dynamic having somebody sit next to me. I'm not going to lie.
I'll be quiet.
But anyways, Monday, October 30th, we kick off the week on the roof of the end of the current program we are in, which is a focus, you guessed it, our intuition. Okay. It's like, we can't get out of this, but we will. We're getting out. Okay. So it's a focus on our intuition. And this is the ending of the eclipse, at least where it started, I guess we should say, because where it will end up, I guess, check back in 6 months. So this focus for this program has been all about truly finding the meaning of life, taking a risk. This is a risk. Taking her, I'm like, she could murder me, you know, but she's not a manifesting generator. So I was good. I knew I wasn't going to happen. Anyway, sorry, I had to make a little joke. So take a risk, make big changes in life. And what's going to help support that is actually caring. Our compassion to respond to those that need our nurture and care. Okay, so that's where we're at the end of the beginning of Monday, October 30th. And then on Tuesday, the 31st, Halloween. Happy Halloween. Oh, shoot. I meant to wear my witch's hat for this episode and put on my black lipstick. Okay, so for tomorrow's episode on Tuesday, that's when our Halloween episode is coming out. We will dress up for Halloween. I totally meant to also do that for this episode as well, because I love Halloween. If you guys didn't know, I used to be a professional hair and makeup artist. So I do no special effects makeup. And like, I really just love makeup. We are dressed up right now, if you see us on YouTube, because we just, because we just had something going on behind the scenes. Okay. You'll see it. You'll see it eventually. Okay. Anyways, I'm sorry. Keep sidetracking. Anyways, so Halloween, we get a new program. And there's a lot going on with the astrology as well, with a nice favorable angle with Venus and Uranus. And we need something favorable right now. So unexpected things have been and may occur on this day. And with this new program's focus also, again, you guessed it, our intuition, okay? Can't get the fuck out, but we will. Okay, just hold on. As you can tell, for the last month plus, we have been traveling through the spleen, right? Our fear has been on the rise. And this stop, it's fear of the past. And our intuitive knowing of patterns with the grounding energy of introspection, allowing our minds to allow us to experience a breakthrough if we can focus on the pattern that can unlock this place inside of us. And these are actually my nodes. So this program, it's almost like our nodes are like the background program within us, like of our vehicles. That's what I believe the nodes are. And so I understand this because I've been studying the nodes for a very long time. So this is really collectively, since we're all in this, in the sun and the earth. Also, I meant to say, I try to do this now at the beginning of every episode. Every time I call out the sun, I call out the focus, focus of the week. I'm referring this to the sun gate. Okay. So if you do follow the transits, this is what I'm talking about. I just try to make it a little more grounded, a little more digestible. So that's where we talk about the specific gates in the breakdown. Okay. The program breakdown. But if you hear me call out the focus, I'm referring to the sun. If you hear me call out what's grounding or supporting us, I'm referring to the earth gate. Okay. Cause they are a coupling pair that travel together. They're on opposite ends and they really set the tone of the week, because it's almost a week. They're traveling through the six lines, almost a week that they are in, for that week. So it's almost like, what episode are you tuning into this week? And so I just wanted to let you know that in case you are new here and you don't know what I'm talking about when I say these things. So back to the recap. So this is really a turning point to allow the past patterns to not repeat themselves. That's what this program is trying to help everybody do, to really create these new neural pathways to establish a new trajectory that is starting now that the eclipse happens. That's what eclipses do. They kind of propel us forward in a new direction, with a little bit of a shakeup, obviously. So I guess we'll see. And there is good news that I think we all need right now. Saturn. Oh, Saturn, you know, the one that slaps you around a bit. Saturn will be going direct in Pisces on November 4th. So it's an outer planet. We don't always fully feel right away these outer planets, but Saturn to me is kind of a big deal, and not because it's my chart ruler, but because it rules the material world. We'll give some more perspective if you want in the program breakdown that we've been telling about that is emailed to you on Tuesday when this episode drops. So just hop on our email list in the description down below to get your roadmap to success. Okay. And so we'll move into the next week now. So let's turn that page. So we're moving into November 6th, Monday, November 6th, and we'll have just entered into a new program that started Sunday. Okay. So this will be a focus. Finally, I'm like, please, let's get the hell out of the spleen, right? Finally moving to the place we all need to go, which is our hearts, finding our love and direction once again. And this will become the new focus, our originality, our uniqueness. There's something about loving someone that is just themselves. And that's what the heart energy provides. This will be a focus on expressing one's creative inspiration and our grounding of more love around our orientation, finding direction for oneself. So I think that's something we all need right now, you know? So you see how the program works. We stir up all of our fear to propel us in a new direction, and then we'll be igniting our heart to get us there right after the eclipse, right? See how this all works? It's all happening for and against us at the same time. I think for us, if we have a little bit of awareness, not like it's like this, people probably think like I'm like reading the transits in my sleep. I am not. There are days that I'm like, I'm not looking at anything, you know, because sometimes I like to be a little naive and just see if like my vehicle is actually flowing. Because if you allow your vehicle to flow with the transits, you'll always be supported. But most people are resisting the transits. And that's what these program recaps and the breakdown is here for, to help you stop resisting, like stop going up against, I call it the cosmic current. Okay. So that's what we're here to help you do. So, and then we have another program change on November 11th on Saturday. And this is a focus on our minds. After the breakthrough, we need to be able to process our insight. And then what's going to ground us is our voice and assimilating this information and knowing when to speak and knowing when to express. And so we don't actually, weirdly, I realized this, took me a second. I was like, oh, wait, we don't even have a moon cycle for these 2 weeks. We always have a moon cycle, but we don't have a moon cycle, which will be new moon Scorpio, which is going to be happening on Monday, November 13th. So definitely come back for the next program recap to know how to take advantage of this next cycle. And don't forget to subscribe to the program breakdown on our email list. And so Leah has cards for us.
Well, the cards basically say the same thing. So for the first week of October 30th, we have the, what's that? Eight of Cups. And the Eight of Cups is about moving past things and looking in your past and seeing what to leave behind. Is there change? Is there some sort of change in your career? Is there a change in relationships? Is there a change in your patterns that you need to make? Something that you're letting go of? And this being like a nighttime under the moon, it's like illuminating all of the things that aren't serving you, what you need to let go of, what are the patterns that aren't working, who are the relationships or people or limiting beliefs or whatever it is that you want to insert into there that you're leaving behind to move on to like this next step, this next journey, this next development of your life or whatever that seems like for you. That's pretty self-explanatory, I think, for that. And then for the second week, we have strength. And strength is, I love this card because it's like an inner strength, it's outer strength, it's like mental strength, it's spiritual strength. And with the heart, it's like really asking you to like dive into your own like love for yourself, the strength that you, the love, what is the words I'm looking for? Like bringing each other together, because we need so much right now to support each other. So we all, maybe not everybody has the strength to like lift themselves up. And so being there for someone, even if you're still having a hard time, that's, we're lifting each other up. We're linking arms and we're being there for each other. I think there's just so much that we need to do right now to be there for each other. So I think strength is a really good card that just is like reassuring of what the transits are saying. It was very short because I only brought my one deck. I didn't bring any oracle cards. So usually I would read oracle cards, but yeah, that's all I have
for the next today. One.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. And I also feel like the program recaps are great because we don't put the tarot on the breakdown, and this is the only place you get it. So you get a little extra bonus for that. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, I mean, it really speaks to the message of these 2 weeks. Like the second week we're talking about the heart, and that's sometimes you have to have, like, I feel like the strength is might be a little more heart ego, like the willpower.
Yeah.
But it's connected to the G center.
Right.
And sometimes we need to push ourselves towards love.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we need to do nothing. I mean, it's really important.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just important to listen to your body, listen to your authority. And if you liked this episode, again, give us a big thumbs up. Don't be a stranger. And I usually say this during like eclipses and stuff, but may the stars ever be in your favor, and we will see you over on the next one.
We'll see ya.
Don't forget to check out tomorrow's episode on serial killer analysis. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of our podcast on the Human Design and Astro Club. We hope you have found the information insightful and useful. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review and sharing it with your friends and family. We love to hear from our listeners, so feel free to reach out to us with any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.